We were talking, Rav Kook was talking about two types of Jews. He uses the lashon that's found in some of the Sfarim. Hayoshev HaKovesh, on page 31. Hayoshev HaKovesh. There's a Jew who by nature is what is referred to in the Sfarim as a chosid hamul, or the Rambam calls, for whom Yiddishkeit and being and living a life of Yashuas comes naturally. He's a Yasha or Beteva, and very different from the one who is constantly in the milchama, the kovesh, is constantly at war with the darker impulses, the darker side of who he is. And Rav Kook saw these two personalities in the generation that he lived in Hador, in the door that the Sefer is about, the time of transition, and the struggle between the old generation and the new generation. We're on page 31, in the middle of the page, V'im lefamim yeh lo tzarech b'melchama. Now you recall that Rav Kook was demanding, was begging that the Chachamim, the Talmid Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, begin to introduce the Orish al Torah, the light of Torah, and that through that light of Torah, at the end he said, Azimsa kihu einan tzarech kol kach liyos bal mulchamas, that when the light of Torah is revealed, then Azimsa kihu einan tzarech kol kach liyos bal mulchamas. When a person's Yiddishkeit is alive, when his Yiddishkeit is real, when he's living with the Mishkan, when he's living in that way that Hashem, the Shechin is mishalech bekerev machanecha, when you feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of Hashem, Heviani HaMelech Chadorov, then your entire Yiddishkeit comes alive, and you don't need to have Azim Tzakiu Enen Tzarech Kol Kach Liyaz Bal Mulchamas. Yesterday in the Mesil Sasharim Shir, we're talking about in the Ramchal, in the Bilvavi, this explanation of the Ramchal, the Midah of Zahirus, which the Ramchal begins, with the Midah of Zahirus. Zahirus being cautious, being careful, being medactic in everything that you're doing. He says, like a person who's walking at the edge of a bridge or at the edge of a river, to be very, very cautious, to be very careful. And Zahirus, that midah of Zahirus, which is so important, which we can't live without. But that midah of Zahirus itself, be'emes, is a b'de'evid. It's a b'de'evid. L'chadchila, he explains the Bilvavi, l'chadchila, there's a higher level that's called, from the same word, not Zahirus, but Zohar. Zohar means, it means, of course, a brilliant light, powerful light, like the Sefer Zohar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a person's life is with that kind of zehirus, when it's shining very strongly into a person's life, and his rotzen is very strong, then he doesn't have to be a Baal Mulchamas. Then it's not that every step along the way is a Mulchama. Every step along the way, get up for davening, oh, yeah, I don't feel like it, back and forth, it's a Mulchama. Like the Tani talks about the wrestling match. It doesn't have to be a ma'avak, it doesn't have to be a milchama. Zihirus, having to watch every step that you take in life, not just, of course, everybody has to know the halacha, but having to, feeling that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, don't do this, stop this, just like in a family. If every single second, I was explaining this yesterday, if every single second you're telling the kids, you can't do this, don't do this, stop doing this, why are you doing this? It's because their obedience is a matter of Tzav is b'nei Yisrael, Vayidavar Moshel b'nei Yisrael, Tzav, Vayidavar, Tzav, 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 and the kids are getting tired of it because people don't generally appreciate those who are mazhir them all the time and are giving them musa all the time. But the reason that the parents feel that's necessary is because the kid's not naturally doing the right thing. If the kid would do the right thing, if the kid would get up for davening and go to yeshiva and want to learn, so then that zohar, that light of Rotson would be shining into his life, and the Shechin is mishalach b'kerev machanoi and machanehu, and he feels naturally that he wants to please his parents and do the right thing. But in the absence of that, then it's all about milchamas. Everything's a milchama in the house. It's a milchama to get the kid to do the homework, to get the kid to behave, to get the kid to daven. It's a milchama. It's a milchama. It's a milchama. But when there's a zohar, when there's that shining light of the Urishal Torah in a person's life, then as Yimtza, he says, Ki hu, and then Tzaruch Kol Kach Liyaz Bal Milchamas. Of course, there are always milchamas. On some Adregi, there's always a milchama. To conquer new territory, there's always a milchama. To move forward, to progress. But there are things in life that by a certain point in one's life, they should be very, very natural to you. It should be comfortable for you. Shouldn't have to be a milchama. It's just like, it's not a milchama to make kiddush tonight. Nobody has a milchama. It's not like you're sitting around the whole day thinking, I don't know if I could do this, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this. It's hard for me to hold the kais. It's hard for me to, I don't know. Nobody has a milchama. It's kiddush. It's good. It goes. But after the meal, to stay up for a couple of hours and learning, oh, it's a milchama. It's a milchama. And then you fight against it, and again. And there are people that aren't even in that madrega, that even there's bechlal, there's no milchama at all. That's the scariest thing. But the tachlis is not to be a bal milchamas. And then Rav Kook continues, v'im lefamim, the middle of page 31, v'im lefamim yilot tzarech b'milchama, v'im lefamim yilot tzarech b'milchama, and if sometimes there's a need for a battle, for a struggle, for a milchama, then Yara Gvura Acheres. Then a person has to show a different type, a different brand of strength, a different brand of Gvura. Ulagamri Acheres, entirely different. Ki lo yichbos shum koach mikarfes nafshai. Shi asurum uklurum v'lo yasum u'uma. Ki mikachem yishabdeim bechavlei odom uvaroisais ahava. Now those who learned Arisa Tshuva are very familiar with this, because the whole Arisa Tshuva of Kook comes back to this. So if there is a need for a milchama, because that's natural, that there's going to occasionally be the need for gvura. But he says it's a gvura legar me'acheres, ki lo yichbo shum koch mikoches nafsho. The usual gvura that we're familiar with from the time that we're in the world is hearing over and over, ezehu gibor, hakovesh es yitzro. And hakovesh es yitzro, when it's learned in its on a very, very basic, simple level of pshat, hakovesh es yitzro right away tells you that there's a milchama, there's a war. My yitzahara is the koiches hanefesh that I have are seeking to destroy me. And kovesh is yitzro, the feeling that we get since we're kids, it's like you're standing there, like, you know, in the circus with the chair and the whip with the lion and trying to keep it away. Kovesh is yitzro, or to put into a cage. Like at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, to be put like a lion in the cage, to be held back. But in that world of Irishal Taira, the tachlis is not, of course, to keep the lion in a cage locked up, and it's not to keep your natural talents, skills, kaiches, locked up in a cage because they're disgusting and evil and you have to lock them up and fight them off, but rather to train the kaiches and nefesh, to use the kaiches and nefesh. That's what Rav Kook says. Ki lo yichbo shum koach mi kaiches nafsha. Lo yichbo shum kaiches koach mi kaiches nafsha. The tachlis, again, a person has to have yoshamayim. And if there's a period of time where it just old-fashioned years onish and to hold the lion back, okay. But the tachlis is not just to hold, back your natural kaiches. The tachlis, of course, is ki lo yichbo shum koach mi kaiches nafsha. That they should be locked up in prison and imprisoned. These things usually have a way of coming out. The lion gets out of the cage at some point. When he just gets stronger and the lock of the cage gets weaker. And over time, it happens. But the tachlis is not to lock up these kaiches. And again, Rav Kook saw the difference between the old generation and the new generation, that the new generation was very, very much in touch with their natural kaiches. Of course, they were using it in a crazy way. You know, boys and girls doing the horror in the middle of the night, whatever that was. But the kaiches ha-nefesh, the rotzen, the healthy, natural zrimas ha-nefesh, the natural, healthy flow of soulfulness, he saw more in the young generation. And the old generation, he saw everything was about, the lion in the cage or holding back the lion, which of course is to be greatly admired, very, very holy people. If anybody here is asked, from the time that you're a child, to define Kedusha, even if I would ask you now, most of you would probably, or maybe not because you've already learned Svarma Kedusha, but the natural response to say, to Kedusha is what? Right away everybody would say, no? Huh? No, I'm not saying the English word. What does it mean? Precious. It means precious. That's what you said, Kalman, didn't you? So precious means the line in the cage, separate. Which Rashi brings down the kadoshim to you, prushim to you. To be separate. So the impression that we all have from the time that we're learning Torah, from the time that we're hearing about Torah mitzvahs, is that the tachlis of your life is to achieve kedusha. And what is kedusha? Not to do bad things. It's the line in the cage. It's to hold back those dangerous kaiches that are rumbling inside of you. Because if you allow those kaiches out of the cage, they're going to destroy you. That's what Rav Kook saw as the old way, a way that is separate from Orish al Torah, from the light of Torah. Of course, when you ask a person who is connected to Pnimis al Torah, to the Orish al Torah, what is Kedusha, then his eyes become dreamy. And he starts to cry. Nobody that's fighting off lions gets all worked up and gets all emotional. They're just struggling to survive. But when one talks about the tachlis of Kedusha, it's already altogether something else. Altogether something else. Not to say that there isn't a preliminary stage of holding back the line, but the avoda of training the line and discovering that one has tremendous, tremendous kaiches. And Rav Kook saw that energy in the new generation. And that the time had come for that to be unleashed in all of Klal Yisrael in a strong and beautiful and healthy way in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, not to be so much a bal milchamas. And if there is a milchama, he says it's a different milchama. So the milchama is not to destroy who you are. The milchama is not to destroy your natural kaiches and your natural ritzainas. That's not the milchama. That's not a milchama. But rather, Rav Kook says, what's the gevura? Gevura in a positive sense. like we're learning this year in the yeshiva, the chalban and anu b'koach, the midah of gevura as a positive, powerful force in a person's life. Again, when we usually talk about gevura, so right away, again, from the time we're in yeshiva, gevura Yitzchak Avinu means don't do bad things. Right? That right away comes out. Don't do bad things. And the strength of not doing bad things. And this, not that that's not true. Of course that's true. But that's the end of how we picture gevura. That's the end of gevura. But the gevura is the gevura of on the bekoch gedulas yimin chatate tzukaba v'nis amchasak v'ne tar v'ne noira. The gevura of having powerful energy once you're able to come into contact and to be honest about who you are and to be able to use the karkas ki'im yikachem, Rav Kook says. It's a gevura acheres. It's not the gevura of the old mahalach, the gevura of don't do that, stop doing that, you have to hold yourself back from doing that. Of course you can't do bad things. Rav Kook's not changing the rules. The rules are the rules. It's the same rules. The rules aren't changing. But you don't have to. But the rules. And to be a bal melchama is to be able to keep the rules. So he says no. It's not she asur mechluim. It's a different gevura of le'asim umah ki miyikachem. Again, those who learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim are very familiar with this. Kim yikochem, just the opposite. Kim yikochem, to take me'oivay techakmeini, me'oivay techakmeini. See, all the Sfarim bring that the pasuk me'oivay techakmeini to learn from your enemy, to learn from the nefesh of Bahamas. Me'oivay techakmeini, kim yikochem, yishabdeim, and to be mishabe to get them to work for you. Yishabdeim bechavle odom. The chavli adam, the powerful ropes of Adam, of who you are. Atam kriyim Adam, the chavli Adam. To be mishabed them with the ropes of Adam, to work for you. Uba avoysois ahava. Also, this is a paraphrase in the Pasuk in Hosea. Those who learn Tanya are familiar with the Lashon about Voisais Ahava. Also with powerful ropes of Ahava, of love. Next page, 32. El HaTov Ve'el HaYosher. El HaTov Ve'el HaYosher. Not to imprison, not to fight off these kairos. But to be meshabed them, ba'avoyis ahava el hatoiv ve'el ha'yosha. It's very much the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim, right? It's very much the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur is more about the Indian of Yira. Yom Kippur is more about the Indian of fighting off the dragons, the monsters, the lions. That's more the Indian of Yom Kippur. That and the Kiyus. Of course, the Tachlis is to come to Sukkot and Ahava. But the Indian of not eating on Yom Kippur and staying apart from everything of this world on Yom Kippur, it's more the malacha, it's more the avoid of kibush, that type of kibush, of holding back. But everybody knows that Yom Kippur is only Kippurim, it's only like Purim. Purim is a higher madrega. Purim, when you look at Purim, you come out, don't see any kedusha the entire day, in terms of the old style of Kedusha. I mean, everybody davens a little bit in the morning and you hear the Megillah, but then it's, you know, then it's crazy. And the whole Inyan of Purim is opening the prison door. Now, for people who are not on the Madrega they should be, when you open the prison door, it could become very, very embarrassing. So there's a lot of embarrassing things that happen on Purim, Hashem Yoachim. When the prison door is open and there hasn't been any rehab, you know? There hasn't been any rehabilitation. And you just let him out. So it could be pretty embarrassing. The drinking, the partying, it could become very disgusting, very low. It's not the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, it's the Mechal Shem Hashem. When the person who's let out, when that
is let out and it's unrefined and it's not Yom Kippurdik. If it's just, see, like Rav Huttner brings down from the Gra, that the chatzi, you know, Yom Kippur, we don't eat or drink anything. See, Yom Kippur is a day which is kula l'Hashem, right? It's completely a godly day. On the other hand, Purim is kula l'Hashem. It's all about just eating and merrymaking. So Purim, it's a strange thing. Yom Kippur is kula l'Hashem. It's a day completely of God. And Purim is a day that's completely of man. The two of them together create a kaima of chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'Hashem, right? Chatzi l'Hashem is Yom Kippur and chatzi l'Hashem is Purim. The tachlis is Purim, not Yom Kippur. The tachlis is Purim. The tachlis of being in the world, of being in the world and using all of the koiches el ha-toiv vel ha-yoshe. It's a higher medrega than Yom Kippur. Even though it seems crazy. How could that be? How could that be? And before Mashiach comes, it's hard for us to understand. Even when it says in the Megillah, Hayomer lo yavu mitoich hayud, mitoich zarm, loyos mitoich zarm, that, and the Rama brings la halacha, that the Purim, when Mashiach comes, Purim is going to be the biggest. Because we're not going to have to be afraid anymore of those natural kaiches. We're not going to have to be afraid. During the years of Golos, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very afraid what happens when the lion gets out. Because we're not in such a good place, so you have to be afraid. Like Rav Kook, his poem about the, what's it called, the whispering, the lachesh. Huh? Yes. The Sod HaHavaya. The Sod HaHavaya. The whispering that you are permitted to me, you are permitted to me. That's how it ends. That when Mashiach comes, you've read the poem before, haven't you? You are permitted to me, you are permitted to me. That during Golos, there's this separation. Like the Chasna Kala, that before the Chasna. But when Mashiach comes, you are permitted to me, you are permitted to me. And that's why the tachlis, the highest thing is Purim, because Purim is you are permitted to me. And when it's lived in the right way, so that many, many, many people, Rabbim may ame ha'aretz mesiyahadim, many Amoratzim become better Jews, many Jews become stronger in their Yiddishkeit, but there are many, many who are on Purim, who are brought down to a low place, Hashem Yirachem. But the tachlis is Purim, not Yom Kippur. The tachlis is not to be an angel, and Yom Kippur were angels, but you know the word from the Kotzker, Anshei Kodesh Tivli, Anshei Kodesh, to be human beings who are holy. Holy means to be koivesh, the koiches, not to destroy the natural koiches, not to push them away, but to conquer them. And when you conquer the enemy, the tachlis is not to keep them in jail. The tachlis is to train the one who was formerly your enemy to work for you, to be on your side. Right? That's the tachlis. That's the tachlis. That's what real rehabilitation is. Not to have millions of people in jail, in cages. The tachlis is that these people can be rehabilitated, can be trained. And then you have very powerful kaikas, because the chevra that's in jail, that's a lebedik chevra, you understand? Some of the most powerful people in America are in jail. I'm not saying intellectually powerful, don't get me wrong. I didn't say the greatest minds of America are in jail. One of the greatest minds of America is probably President of the United States, who belongs in jail. The Nefesh Bahamas of those who are in jail, the Nefesh Bahamas, Talabat Gechevra. If you let them loose, they come to shul on time, those guys. And they could do a lot of stuff, these guys. The guys that are in jail, if you let them loose. Not presently, if you let them loose, they'll destroy the world. But if they're fixed and they work for you, they're very, very strong. Very, very powerful, very strong. Nefesh Bahamas. Nefesh HaLakis is very idle, you know. Nefesh HaLakis is very, very shy and gentle. Nefesh HaBahamas, So the tachlis is yikachem, to bring them el hatoyv el hayotze. So he says it's a gevura acheres, it's a different gevura. It's not the old gevura that we always talked about. El hatoyv el hayotze yikachem, to bring to the tov el hayotze. El meroy me hamegamois hayosin nisos. A gevura that brings all the koiches of the individual and of the nation, of our people. El meroy me hamegamois hayosin nisos, to the peaks, the highest peaks of the most exalted levels. Shem hinam achafotzim ha'elokim, which of course, hinam achafotzim, the godly desire, a desire for elokus. The most exalted objectives, the most noble goals and objectives. Shem hinam achafotzim ha'elokim. To get these kaiches to work for us. And then look what will happen. Oz yetze hayachid miklal avdus. Then the individual will no longer be a slave. So many people were leaving Yiddishkeit back then, and what's happening now is because they understand Yiddishkeit, they see Yiddishkeit as being slavery. The typical thing is, I can't be who I want to be. I can't live the way that I want to live. I'm enslaved to this dictator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, my Rebbe, my parent, whatever it is. Whoever represents God in your life. And including God himself. So I'm in that jail, and he's telling me what to do. But it's completely unnatural for me to be this way.
Now you say a chilani yiddish.
A fryer. A fryer yid. That the fryer yidden. I don't know who made that up to say in Yiddish, a non-religious Jew, a non-observant Jew is called a free Jew. It's a terrible thing. Could be. I don't know. I don't know what the origins. No, but I think that's true. I think that's true. I think that the term a fry yid, because that midah of being free, that's a pesach dikah midah. That's a very good thing to be a ben chayin. Ain lecha ben chayin elam yishayis of gatayra. How did it happen that the chilonim, that the non observant Jews, that they're fry yid? And we're a bunch of friars. That's something else that you have to know a little bit what's like the Lashon and the Israelis. How is it that someone who's a chiloni? It's interesting. I'm glad that Leon made that point. That a chiloni is called a friar yid, a Jew who is free. Them is Shemi. Yeah, that was the theme. The theme of secular Zionism, Leos Am Chavshi, of course, on the basis of meant to be free from the shibudim of the goyim and the Sinai Israel, but they meant much, much, much more than that. They also meant to be free from our parents and grandparents, be free from Volozhin and from all those places. Just leave us be. You're right. A fry yid, a Jew who is free. It's terrible. A Jew who is free, and I think the Reb Shmuel is right. I think that came from people. That expression. I don't know how to find that out, where you could find out such a thing. What does it mean? A fraya yid, a Jew who is free. So as long as Yiddishkeit is something outside of you, that's what going back to what we were learning Mrs. Sharm yesterday, the midah of Zahirus. And the other Ramchal gives all kinds of aitzes about how you have to be careful and watch this and don't remember that there's a deraisa, and to walk around, not to speak Lashon Hara, to walk around. Now you don't have to have the Chofetz Chaim's picture. You can walk around and you can look at the Chofetz Chaim on your phone, right? And to, except Shabbos, but nobody speaks Lashon Hara on Shabbos. But to walk around with the Chofetz Chaim's picture and to hold you back, because the Lashon Hara is like banging, like the prisoners and the clanking their things on the pounding on the prison door, the bars, they're trying to shake. I don't know what's going on. They're trying to shake the bars on the jail door. That's how we feel with Lashon Hara, right? Like when somebody is saying something complimentary about a person who you know is a mushkas and a manuvel, you know what I'm saying? And you have that, and you have that piece of lashon hara, you know the truth. And you have that piece of lashon hara, so it's mamish, like the guy in the prison. At least that's already madrega. At least it's a madrega. It's a madrega. Most of the time, he's shaking the door, and then when he tries the doorknob, he says, "Oh, it's open." You know, it's open. He just goes right out. Lashon hara. So that's what the Ramchal is talking about. As a b'de'eved, all of the zehirus that one has to have. Remember, this is also remember with all the different etzes that he gives of how to be a good boy, how to be a good girl. Meaning how to calm down while you're in prison. Just calm down. Take it easy. Stop screaming. Stop yelling. Just take it easy. That's the tachlis of being a Jew. So it's unbelievably tragic and ironic that non-religious Jews are called Freiyid, free Jews. Now, if they call themselves that, we understand. That's also tragic. They saw themselves as being free. And they see us as being in jail. They see us as being in jail. It's my creation, Shabbos, and all of our things. They see us as being Rachmanis in jail. And therefore, many of them felt it's the mission of their lives. They still do. It's the mission of lives to free us. Like the Freie Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they look at the Yeshiva Bacher and they think that the Yeshiva Bacher is living in jail. He doesn't want to learn Torah. There are some that are like that. There are many that are like that. But there are many, many more. I hope. I don't know what how to make a study of that. But that want to learn Torah. That they enjoy learning Torah. That's their pleasure. Non-religious Jews can't believe that we actually enjoy this stuff. There are a lot of religious Jews that can't believe we enjoy it either. But certainly non-religious Jews, the Freie Yidden, they can't believe. They see us as mamish being prisoners. Because the sad thing is that's how most of the kids, that's for sure most of the kids grow up feeling that. This is a big, big penitentiary. Yiddishkeit is one big penitentiary. And just look out with shuls and not being able to sit and being and having to get out and they see the parents, they see their fathers in shul, hin and ahe, going back and forth with Ben Shalem. They never saw their father walk away from a movie once in their life. But you see his father, you see by shul with men, the migration, unless chasom is so many weak bladders, I don't know what's going on. But otherwise the migration of people in shul and coming and going, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I haven't been to a Yankee game in many years, but even back then, I was never in the new stadium. I was only in the new stadium for a dinner when Nachum Gordon was honored on Shushan Purim. That was one of the most exciting days of my life. I'm sorry, not because of Nachum. But I was happy about that too, but I was in the new Yankee stadium, but it was at night and there was snow all over. It was Shushan Purim around 10 years ago in the new stadium. But you know, I remember even the old stadium. When you went out from your seat to get a soda or something, there's televisions everywhere. Gdansk, televisions. And before that, I remember back in the '60s, they didn't have televisions, but they were announcing it. The radios were on everywhere. There shouldn't be for a second a Hesach Hadas. And it was always I didn't want to go, but every time I would go out, always then there'd be like, everybody screaming. It was like a grand slam or something like that. But you don't want to have a Hesach Hadas for a second. You don't see like in shul. Oh. People will just miss a piece of the parasha. They'll miss a piece of the parasha. Chazaras Hashatz, according to the Rizal, Chazaras Hashatz is on a higher madrega than regular Shemoneh Esrei. You know that. Chazaras Hashatz is higher than regular Shemoneh Esrei. How that works, that's that for now. It's higher. Chazaras Hashatz is like time off, you know. Again, I'm not talking about God forbid someone doesn't feel well, they have to go out. That's of course. But stam, get a hint in the head to take care of things, to walk around and to look and to see. People leave, people, because they're in the state penitentiary. In the state penitentiary, you could have over the shuls in the world, it says Kehila, Kadisha, Adasya, Shurin, or whatever. And underneath it should say state penitentiary. United States, whatever. That's what it gets a little thing in subtitles. A translation when it says, you know, Anshe Chesed Arugas Aboysim. You know, whatever these shuls. Yeah, minimum security, maximum security, right? See how underneath it says like that. Right, they're talking about, because now we all have to, we're working in the shul also, we have to start getting security law already because of what's going on in the world. So I said to somebody, you have to have security, you have to have security also to stop guys from leaving shul. There's going to be two types of, they're going to have security guards, one's facing inside, the other one's facing outside. The ones on the outside are watching out for terrorists. The ones inside are watching out for the guys that are trying to escape the penitentiary. We got one in the third row. You have all these machis on there. They're going to be on the walkie-talkies. Yankel in the third row. The middle of Nishmas. You can get him. It's the Haftarah. We got him. Guy's escaping shul. He caught him escaping shul. He's running out. Oy, what's going to be? What's going to be? Because it's an avdus, the slavery. Because he feels it's not me. Well, why is this dependent? That's not where I want to be. I don't want to be there, so I have to be there. That's chill. No. Where is some place that you don't want to be, but you have to be? That's chill. And there are many variations of jail. Work, right? There are many variations, and the boss is the warden. There are many variations of the theme. But the basic thing is, where I don't want to be and I have to be is a penitentiary. What I don't want to do and I have to do is Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. So the Baruch Shalom is not a happy, smiling king, a loving king. The Baruch Shalom is an angry warden. That's what he is.
But don't we say that really to ourselves by saying with the Makabal O Malchus Shemayim? By calling it an O already, you're saying an O signifies a...
This, you're right, Ezra, but the same words mean different things to different people. That marriage is also a responsibility. Ideally, one should hear the word O when one is in a place of, not Zahiris, but Zohar, in that place of Rotzen, then there's no greater... There's no greater joy than that responsibility. When you hear a good soldier, talking about, so the good soldier, a serious, real good soldier who loves his country, he has a tremendous responsibility. But he speaks about it with such love and such warmth and such affection. And he'll say, like I've heard these guys talk, this is the greatest honor of my life to serve. Right? It's the greatest honor of my life. But remember that all of these things always are level A and level B. There are different levels, and of course, Yiras Onesh and Ol is itself a tremendous madriga that a person accepts upon himself. The Ol, even if it's not what he feels is the most pleasant responsibility. But the Tachlis is to serve with honor, to serve with joy. Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha. But you have such a thing as Ivdu, the word Ivdu and Simcha together. Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha. Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha. It's the whole thing of Avdus, to us, is the opposite of Simcha. Avdus is... So you think, why? Because by us, Yom Kippur is Avdus, and Purim is b'simcha. Right? Yom Kippur is Ivdu, and Purim is b'simcha. And what's in between? A lot of Aveiros. Hashem Yerachim. In between, a lot of Aveiros. Because until those two come together, the Ivdu and the Simcha, it's just jail. And you just try to get away with what you can. Yeah. So gesund. So you're going to have surveillance cameras all over shuls. And you're going to have some guy sitting in the office, and they're all going to be, like these guys are going to be eating popcorn in some office in a shul. That's where it's coming to, the security stuff, because the guys like these things a lot. Everybody should be safe. All Jews should be healthy and safe. Nothing should happen. And there can be some guy sitting like in surveillance, watching TV things, like throwing the popcorn in the mouth, laughing about this guy like leaving during the, you know, duchening or something when everybody's looking. You see some guy that left during duchening also. There's going to be stuff like that. The avdus. Oz yetzei hayochid miklal avdus v'yeh ben chayrin. A Jew who's Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs, Be'emes, is a Frayid. He's a free Jew. A Jew who's Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs is free. V'yeh ben Chorin Me'ushar,
happy. No, he's happy because he's doing what he wants to do. He's being who he wants to be. Yeah, ben charin musha. Ben charin is musha. Not that he doesn't have an ol, like Ezra was asking. Otur ba'avdus ha'elyoina. He is encrowned with avdus ha'elyoina, with supernal, exalted avdus. Encrowned, serving with honor and with love and dignity. Melech malchei hamelachim. Otur ba'avdus ha'elyoina. Shehi ateres tiferes. Ateres, the crown of glory, of splendor, the crown of glory. That's why I mentioned last Shabbos, one of the chevi who lost his mother, and he was crying by the levaya, that I had all these years such a schus to be able to take out the garbage for my mother. Such a schus. All of the years I had this schus. And now I don't have this schus anymore. Now, taking out the garbage, we don't think of that as a nice thing. It's a responsibility. It's a responsibility. But this tzaddik saw that responsibility of taking out the garbage for his mother as avdus hel yonashi ateres teferes. Avdus hel yonashi ateres teferes. To take care of a parent, to help a parent, to serve the needs of a parent. Avdus el yoin ateres teferes. When a person doesn't feel that about the parent, then that's also very, very, very bitter and very hard. When you feel that your parents tell you, do this, and I don't want to do that, and to help your parents with that, and you don't want to, and it's a pain in the neck, it's a hassle, instead of being the biggest cover, the biggest privilege. I remember when I was maybe 9, 10 years old, and my mother was asking me to do something, and I was... Like 9, 10 year olds, I was resentful because all my friends were going to play, and I don't remember how old, maybe I was 20. I don't know, something like that. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I remember that all the guys were going to play, and my mother had this whole thing for me, like, you know, to clean this and to do whatever. I don't know. It was like. My mother started before Tu B'Shvat, you know, for Pesach, whatever that was, and I was very resentful. And I just remember my father looking at me and telling me, you know, you have a mother. You should thank the Baruch Shalom every second of your life that you have a mother. That's what he said. That was it. You have a mother. It's a big chiddush to have a mother. That's what my father said. You have a mother. Just. Don't take that for granted. It's an avdus ha'elyoina. Otur ba'avdus ha'elyoina. That's an avdus ha'elyoina to help your mother out. The tchadim that you have a mother, none of us had our mothers. An avdus ha'elyoina. Otur ba'avdus ha'elyoina, she ateres teferes. Which is ateres teferes. She ateres zahav mezuka kal reishai, like it says. A golden crown, a pure golden crown on the person's head. Ha-idealim, ha-idealim, ha-yose nisayim. The highest, highest ideals. The highest, most exalted ideals. Let's just read on top a little bit. The notes over here on the side. Hatova hayosher, hamusuhu hatova hayosher. Lios tovim biyosharim, hamigamashalonu. To be good, to be yosher, not to be a kovish, not to be a baal mochamis. The tachlis is to be good, to be good. That's who you are. That's what you want to do. Zel gama chavis elukimimar. That's what Hashem wants of us. Tov yosher Hashem, al ken yorech hatorim bedorach. Hashem Himself is tov yosher, and therefore He teaches us the derech. And He tries to rehabilitate us. Hashem wants to rehabilitate us. We're sinners, and He wants to make us good. Not to have this huge prison system. He wants us to be good. He wants us to be able to express the natural tov and yosher inside of us. Vasisa hayosher hatov. Vasisa yosher hatov. Sure, he's got the prison program. He's got the prison system. Of course, you have to have a prison system because everybody, if the ones who are not holding by this, it's crazy. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is vasisa yashiva tov. So let everybody out of jail. Vasisa yashiva tov. Hayoshiva hatov shabanu ba. And where does that come from? The yosher and the tov inside of us. Mihatam asainu el hakol. When we connect ourselves, when we align ourselves with everything. Because everything is elokus. Everything in the world is serving God. Besimcha. Every tree, every flower. And every koch inside of us is good. All the koches inside of a person are good. The etzim are good. Therefore, when a person feels a love for the Makar HaYosha, for the source of all Yosha, and all Tov, which is Hashem, and we want to go that way. Ben Chayrin, to be a free person, a Ben Chayrin. Ben Chayrin l'hagdaras harav. A Ben Chayrin, according to how Rav Kook is defining it, hu ha'odam ha'ne'eman l'atzmi yishalom. A Ben Chayrin, as we've been talking about this whole time, is somebody who is able to be faithful to who he is. La'atzmi yishalom. Understanding that the atzmi yishalom is a lakus. And Rav Kook again saw a lot of that, he saw in the young generation. Of course, they were ne'eman to their ulterior assignments of the Nefesh Bahamas, but they were people who were faithful to their emotions, to their feelings. The Freya Jews that he saw, they acted in a way that was more free. When we've heard these stories, and I've mentioned this a number of times in shul, and I heard this from two people that I know that have gone to many yeshivas to try to teach in the different yeshivas. And I've repeated this, and it's terrible, but it's the truth. I don't know what this is already. Last time they told me this is already years ago. But when they go to yeshiva, and they would have all the rebbeim and the principals leave, and there are no cameras and no tape recorders, and they ask the kids, "Are you happy being religious?" By and large, they said that at least 80% plus a bechlal would, if they had a chance, would not be religious, and a very, very high percentage would rather not even be Jewish. Means it wasn't, and it was a sampling of all different yeshivas. I know you're thinking right away, this must be talking about the most, you know, left wing modern yeshiva. No, it was across the board. It's across the board. If nobody's watching them, and they're not afraid what people are going to think, if it's just even of each other, and they could just write it down, would you rather not be religious? By and large, the answer is by the kids is I'd rather not be religious. That means that we're failing. Miserably, not just failing. It means that that's not the Yiddishkeit that Hashem Hashbog gave us at Har Sinai. The Kof Alim Hargig is something else. The mountain over the head is not Plan A, it's Plan B. And anyway, Purim took us out of that parasha. Purim is Kim of a Kiblu. Rashi says, Me'ahavas Anes. It's already Ahava, something else. But we failed. Kids would rather not to be Jewish. They not be from. They don't want to be Jewish. They want to be free. They want to be free. They don't want to come home late at night, and they don't want to sit all day with us. And they don't have a million things they can't do. And someone was just talking to my wife yesterday. She needs an aid, so what to do? Because she has a couple of girls in the house, and every time she's not looking, they're rolling their skirts up like they're puppet. You know, think of these girls that. They can't. She's crying with them. First, it was to wear a pair of stockings. Forget that's a foul. Tights, that's a foul. Then a little pair of socks, you know, like Barbie socks, for foul. It's a milchama. Oh, yeah. The mothers are balas milchamas. The milchamas are the tzniyas, the milchamas. Because the girls don't see what that means. They don't understand what that means, and they feel that they're being forced to wear things they don't want to wear, and they want to be free. They're not b'nei chayr. They're not b'nei schar. When a person's nem le'atzmi is shalom, ve'inenu noson tachas shlita fizis amusari shal garam zari, He's not trapped by some external, either physical or moral ruler or rule. We can move on. So we understand that according to this way that sees Elokus, that sees godliness as an outside thing that's forcing us to act a certain way, it's obvious that why an Oved Hashem is not, doesn't see himself as a Ben Charon. Beautiful words of Yehuda Levi. Eved Hashem hu levado chavshi. Yehuda Levi says that Eved Hashem hu levado chavshi. Only an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is the only type of a person in the world. Hu levado, the only person in the world who be'emes is chavshi, is free. Only an Eved Hashem is chavshi. Nobody else is free. We should be zayichim et Hashem. It should be a freilich and lichlig and purim, and we should be able to come to that time where it won't be after purim. That our whole lives will be purim, but will be purim in such a way to be mekadosh shem shemayim for the entire world. And we should be zayichim shibu karov. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.